with our Bibles open on our knees, and I would encourage you to keep them open as we look through this passage, just commit this time of proclamation to the Lord. Father, we want to thank you that your word is living and true. We want to thank you that your word is very relevant in the days that we live in 2018. And Father, as we now consider this teaching of Jesus, we pray that you'll speak to us. We pray that you'll reveal the truth of your word to us. Father, point us to Jesus, we pray. Amen. In this passage, we see that Jesus commands his followers, do not be anxious. Instead, trust God. We currently live in a society and in a generation where anxiety is on the increase. The figures are shocking. Anxiety is an epidemic that is quickly getting out of all control here in Ireland. There's never been a generation before that has felt under so much pressure, stress, and worry. People are worried about the future. They're anxious about the future. Our nation today is anxious about Brexit. Will there be a deal or will it be no deal? In Northern Ireland, many are anxious about the border. What's going to happen there? We're anxious about the future of Stormont, if it has a future. People are wondering, is peace going to last? For many in our society, anxiety is much more personal. Maybe you're here this morning as someone who's anxious about your health, job, finances, marriage, or children. As a young person here, you may be anxious about starting or going back to university. Jesus commands his followers, do not be anxious. Instead, trust God. On the 5th of April 2018, the Belfast Telegraph published a study that revealed that almost half of Northern Ireland's young people have mental health problems. Listen to what this study revealed. The study is based on a survey of almost 2,200 young people aged between 16 and 25. 44% of young people in Northern Ireland say that they have experienced a mental health problem. 68% revealed that they always or often feel stressed. 60% said they always or often feel anxious. 33% reported that they always or often feel hopeless. On Thursday past, on Thursday of this week, the Irish News printed an article with the title, We Need to Talk About Anxiety, Ireland's Silent Epidemic. In this article, the Irish News claimed that one in every 13 people in Ireland suffer from clinical anxiety. Jesus commands his followers, do not be anxious. Instead, trust God. Jesus' teaching in this passage is extraordinarily relevant in Ireland in 2018. Jesus in this passage commands us on three occasions, do not be anxious. We see this in verses 25, verse 31, and verse 34. The word anxious is said six times in this passage. What does Jesus mean by the word anxious? Jesus is telling us that when we are anxious, we are being distracted from what is our main priority in life, which is to trust in God. Anxiety can consume a person's life. The issue we are worrying about takes over our life. It can even take over the place of God in our lives. Instead of entrusting God with the issue, we let the issue become the God of our lives. Anxiety can end up controlling a person, end up controlling a person's life. Anxiety is an enemy. Anxiety destroys lives and is destroying lives in our land as we sit here right now. Verse 27 asks us a question worth considering. It says, which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to the span of his life? Well, can we add a single hour to our lives by being anxious? No. No, we can't. The reality is we can shorten our lives by continually being anxious, under pressure, and stressed at all times. Anxiety causes high blood pressure. It can bring on a heart attack. It can affect our mental health. It can bring on panic attacks. Anxiety can take over one's life to such an extent that a person can totally give up on life. Anxiety is an enemy, not a friend. And this morning we need to control it. We need to deal with it before it deals with us. This morning, if you are anxious about an area of your life, confess to God what you are anxious about. And hand that situation over to God. And trust God with it. Jesus commands his followers, do not be anxious. Instead, trust God. This passage in verse 25 begins with the word therefore. This shows us that what Jesus is saying in these verses is linked with verses 19 to 24. Jesus is telling us that as his followers, our lives should be different than non-believers. Our priorities in life should be different. We are called to be salt and light. We are called to stand out. We are called to be different. We are not to live lives like the pagans around us. Last week we saw that as followers of Christ, we are not to lay up treasures for ourselves here on earth, but in heaven. As followers of Christ, the master is to be God, not money. This morning, who is the master of your life? Is it God? Or is it money? It gets you up in the morning. Whoever is your master will impact your whole life, your whole being. It will impact your purpose in life. Those whose lives are under the authority of materialism will strive daily to fulfill their desire for more material wealth and earthly possessions. Those under the authority of materialism will be anxious and worried about how their practical needs are going to be met, such as food, water, and clothing. Those who are under the authority of materialism believe it's down to themselves to be able to fulfill these needs. In verse 25, Jesus tells us that as his followers, we are not to be anxious about our practical needs. Verse 25 says, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Verse 31 says, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Why are we not to be anxious about these things? Verse 32 gives us the answer. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Jesus is telling us in this passage that as his followers, these practical things are not to be our main priority in life. Our first priority in life as followers of Christ is to seek God. And verse 33 tells us this. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We all need a purpose in life. We all need a direction in life. And that direction shall lead our life in the way we go. purpose and main priority here this morning in life is either on the temporary things that this world offers us, or is on the kingdom of God. What is your first priority in life today? Today, are you anxious to live your life for the glory of God? Please do not mishear me. I am not saying it's wrong to have finances or material wealth. If I honestly thought that, I wouldn't lift my paycheck at the end of the month. How would you have it? It's only joking. What I'm saying is that we need to first seek the kingdom of God and enjoy what God gives to us. The reality is we all need food, we all need water, and we all need clothing. We all need these things to physically survive. Without food, water, within a period of time we would become physically ill. And if it continued on, we would end up physically dying. But Jesus is very clear in this passage that we need something much more than food, water, and clothing. And that is that we need to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. God in his grace and love knows our needs. He is the one who has provided for us with life as our creator. And he is the one who sustains us in life. Provides us with our physical needs. Jesus commands his followers, do not be anxious. Instead, trust God. Why should we trust God to meet our physical needs? Throughout this passage, we see how God provides for the birds of the air and flowers. If God can provide for their needs, how much more can he care for you, as we are more valuable than they? God knows our needs. Jesus explains to us in verse 26 how God provides for the birds. Verse 26 tells us that we are more valued than birds. It says, look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Jesus' point is that birds cannot provide for themselves, but God feeds them. God has given the birds of the air instincts. Instincts to kill, instincts to search for food. After you cut the grass or weed a flower bed, it's normal to see birds coming and looking for worms to eat. I was visiting a home one day, it's a good while ago, and out the back of the house was full of birds. As the conversation went on, we were just amazed at how many birds was there. And the reality was what happened was that the homeowner had put out a bag of nuts, and the birds were there to eat them. God, out of his love and grace, has given birds instincts so that their needs would be met. Birds live day by day. They're not like us who have barns full of crops, supermarkets full of food. God has given them the ability to do so. However, God as the creator has provided for the birds' needs. We never see birds panicking for wondering to themselves, where is the next meal going to come from? If God has provided for the birds of the air, how much more will he care for you and I? The ones who, as Genesis 1:27 teaches, were created in his image. You and I are more value than they are not. Jesus commands his followers, do not be anxious, instead trust God. Jesus explains to us in verses 28 to 30 how God cares and provides for the needs of flowers. It says, why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is burnt, thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? When I was growing up back in the kingdom of Mourne, at our family home, there was a number of flower beds. And my mother loved looking at flowers, but sadly, that's as far as it went. And I, as a slave labourer, East Europeans don't know, have no idea what I went through. I was given the task of looking after them and to keep them tidy. And we had this one flower bed which I hated and despised, and it was full of rose plants. And boy, were they hard work. Many's a summer afternoon was spent with a bucket lifting up all these petals and pulling off dead heads. Do you know, by the time we were finished, all was looking good again. All was sitting in perfect condition, and the rose heads that remained were in beautiful, full bloom. You went away, and the next day, the old dog came back again with the bucket and the yellow gloves and says, there's more petals out there, more dead heads. And you know what? You went out and it's like you never got nothing yesterday. If the evidence wasn't in the bin, you wouldn't have known. Things were as bad as ever. The rose heads that were so beautiful the day before were now dead, and petals everywhere. Jesus in these verses is explaining how short the life of a flower is and can be. Literally, here today and gone tomorrow. But God in His grace has clothed each flower with the most beautiful of all beauty. Text tells us that each single flower is more beautiful than Solomon, who was the wealthiest and wisest king of Israel. In a day and age where silver was as common as copper is today, or plastic, everyone had it. If God can do this for a flower, how much more will He make sure that His children are clothed? Jesus is saying that if God takes such good care of such insignificant things, then He will take care of us and our needs. Have you ever noticed flowers don't rush out to the January sales? They don't worry about their images or how many likes they get on Facebook. We live in a generation, and particularly to our women, we live in a generation and physical appearance is so important. And if you don't get those 50 likes, you take down the picture, put another one up, and hope you reach it. But can I tell you today that God's word is to you that you have been made in the image of God, and you are beautiful. Husbands and fathers here today, do not feel in your duty and responsibility of telling your wives and daughters they're beautiful. As a father, I have a responsibility, and so do you. Jesus commands His followers, do not be anxious, instead trust God. So often is it not true that we are a people of little faith? Our anxiety over the physical needs is in conflict with what is genuine Christian faith. Is it not true that as followers of Christ, we all agree that God has been able to provide for our spiritual needs, for our salvation through Jesus Christ? In Romans 8, verse 32, Paul tells us that God, who did not spare His own Son, but give Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all our needs, all our things? We as believers, as followers of Christ, believe that God sent Jesus Christ into this world to be a sacrificial lamb for the sins of this world. We believe that Christ is our mediator, that He is our Redeemer before a holy and just God. Christ came to redeem the elect, God's chosen people. We believe that Christ has dealt with the penalty of our sins. And the penalty of our sins is eternal death and separation from God and hell for all of eternity. We believe through Christ that it's possible that we are able to be forgiven and adopted into the family of God. We believe, We believe from the bottom of our hearts that God has been able to deal with our spiritual need, then why are we refusing to trust God to meet our physical needs? Surely our spiritual needs is a much greater and personal task to our Heavenly Father than our physical needs. This morning, are we anxious of our spiritual need of Christ? Why are we anxious over our physical needs? It's because we refuse to trust God to meet our physical needs. We like being the boss, being in control over our own destiny. We like to put God in a box and say, God, you can have this part of my life, but there's no way you're getting this area. It's mine and it's going to continue to be mine. The reason anxiety ratings in Ireland are going through the roof is because our mindset is, this is my life and I will do what I want. With that mindset, we are not trusting in God. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, a verse, two verses we all know of by heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. The only way to overcome anxiety is to trust God more than we want anything else. To overcome anxiety is the daily battle of worshipping God above everything else. To overcome anxiety is the daily battle of desiring God over everything else. God must be our greatest treasure, our heart's desire, our greatest joy, and our hearts will never be satisfied unless they are satisfied in him. God must be our number one priority. Are you trusting in God today? Is he your number one priority? The study that I mentioned earlier from the Belfast Telegraph has two other statistics which I believe are very important to mention this morning that speak about how young people are struggling with mental health issues here in Northern Ireland. 25% of those surveyed, 25% of young people feel that they push themselves too hard to succeed to get the grades they need to move on to the next stage of their academic study. That sounds not great, but the next statistic I find is absolutely horrendous. 51%, one in two, said this. If I had a job, I would feel like I have a purpose in life. If I had a job, I would feel like I had a purpose in life. Young people here this morning, God's word to you today is to trust God with your future. Trust God with your future. God has a perfect plan for your life. He has a vocation for each and every one of you. There is no need to be anxious. It's sorted. Work hard at school. Work hard at tech. Work hard at university, but do not let the work go to your head. Do your best, and your best really is enough. Do you get that? Your best is enough. Being successful is not what life is all about. It's being faithful. It's being faithful, that's what counts. Having the dream job should never ever be our main purpose in life. Your purpose in life should be to know God, to know Jesus, and to live your life to his glory. It would be better for you to know trust and to live for Jesus as a street sweeper, and to be First Minister of Northern Ireland, and to be a stressed-out, Christless pagan with no hope. Young people today, make God your number one priority. Trust him. Don't be anxious. Don't destroy your life with anxiety. Jesus commands his followers, do not be anxious. Instead, trust God. We're maybe here today and you feel that you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. I know how you feel. There's been times where I've sat where you've sat. Life has thrown something at you, something you were not expecting. And if you're honest, it's knocked you clean off your feet. And you're so worried about the issue, and you don't know what way to turn. God's word to you today is, turn to God. Tell him all about it. Ask him to lead, guide, and give you the strength you dearly need to face the issue at hand. Remember, God is sovereign. If God can take care of flowers and birds, he will take care of you as you face the storms of life, the storms that life has thrown at you. Stand on God's promises. Stand on the promise that just as God has dealt with your spiritual needs through Christ, God can also deal with your physical needs. Trust him with them. God's word to us today is, do not be anxious. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This morning, did you come here to seek God's kingdom? To seek God's righteousness? If that is not a priority for you today, can I humbly challenge you to make it your number one priority? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we recognize that this is a powerful teaching from Jesus. Something that when we talk about seems such common sense. But Father, in reality, we all are an anxious people. Father, help us today to trust you with our spiritual needs, but also our physical needs. Let us leave our meeting house this morning as a people who are anxious in fear and trembling to know you as our God, to live for you as our God, and to honour and glorify our lives to your praise alone. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.